Today I want to spend a little time with you thinking about the place of friendship for the senior citizen. As we grow older, as individuals, as people, as children of God, we discover that there is this thing we call friendship that is very significant for most of us. It is the rare person who can live the hermit life and be well. God has made us to have people around us and to enjoy other people, and so we do well to, as senior ministers, make sure that we are aware of the place of friendship in the life of the senior citizen. So a question that might come is, how important is it for a senior to have friends? And one of the things that is true is that forging new friendships during your golden years may require a little extra effort. It isn't something that just happens. And sometimes what we need to do is figure out a way to actually be a friend in order to have a friend. As you get older, common life changes such as the loss of a spouse, loss of hearing or vision, retirement, issues with health, mobility can take their toll on your social life and by extension your well-being, because you need to have people around you with whom you can interact. Loneliness has been linked to a higher risk of cognitive decline, dementia, depression. It's also been linked to heart disease and stroke and high blood pressure. In fact, one 2015 study famously concluded that a lack of social connections was as damaging to a person's health as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. That's 3/4 of a pack of cigarettes every day. Now, if you had a friend who was smoking a pack of cigarettes, or you had an acquaintance, let's take it away from the friend for now. If you had an acquaintance that was smoking 15 cigarettes a day, you would tell them, you know, that's really not very good for you. The same is true when you see someone who has no friends. It's just not good for them. It is likely that not having friends is going to bring on a higher risk of dementia, a higher risk of depression in their lives, of cognitive decline. They won't be able to, for example, if you have them working with you and you say, let's play some cards, and they can't remember which is higher, the ace or the king, and some of those sort of things. It's very serious, and so we need to, as senior ministers, be aware of who amongst those that we know, amongst those that we minister to, who can we help to build friendship for, because it will be very important for their well-being. And now also research is showing that baby boomers as a generation are having a difficult time making new friends. For some reason, we are more comfortable with those who are around us who already have been our friends than trying to make a new friend. It's very difficult for some reason. We hesitate. We have problems with that. We're it seems burdened with our past, and so we can't make a new friend. We only want those, or we're only comfortable with those that we have had around us before. And now with 2020, COVID and the lockdowns associated with battling it has destroyed many friendship circles for seniors, and they have become so alone. One of my friends that I was telling you about, who's in his 90s now, when COVID first came along and he was in assisted living, he had to stay in his room by himself and his meal and mail would be delivered to a little table outside his door, and he could open the door to get his meal and mail, but not in person. It had to have been set down, and then he could go out and get it. And this was a man who is just, he is so friendly and outgoing and loves to tell stories and to talk with people. And for him to be locked down in what I called solitary confinement just had to be an extremely difficult part of how he was living and what he could possibly do with himself. Now, as I have experienced life, I found the little meme to be accurate. Life is like an elevator. On your way up, sometimes you have to stop and let some people off. And what I take that to mean is that there are people in our lives with whom we'll never actually be friends. And to try to build a relationship with that particular person just doesn't work. We're too different, or we have too much past history, or one thing or another. But this individual puts so much stress in our life that in order for us to be healthy, in order for us to be able to experience life with some joy, we need to let some people off the elevator so that those who are left that we can interact with and enjoy ourselves. But then one needs to ask, can we urge too many people to get off the elevator? Should we be so selective about who we interact with that we end up with just a couple of people? Because then we have problems making more friends again. It's really a delicate problem. And as senior ministers, I would encourage you to think about how can you help people deal with the stressful people in their lives and probably not have them interact so much, but also be sure that there are people who are replacing them that are more conducive to a good relationship. And just because somebody can't get along with person A doesn't mean that they can't get along with anyone, because person B relates very well to a person such as what this one is that people are shying away from. And as one ages, there's different priorities that we have. The older we get, the more likely it is that we're going to be looking for people who share something with us in terms of our likes and dislikes. I know one individual who really enjoys. It's a twice a year outing that some organization puts together, and they take a bus trip to a place a couple hours away. And they attend a wonderful show that's in a place that provides Christian shows, and it's just a wonderful thing. And he just loves it. And going with others to that, because they're like three busloads of people, so they're all there. They all share a common desire to be going to this place and to then to have dinner at this place and then to enjoy the show. Of course, COVID has stopped that, but hopefully it'll get back going again. But that's differing priorities. Sometimes the others would say, oh, I couldn't bear to get on a bus and drive for a couple hours, and then I have to sit with these people and I have to have dinner with you. Okay, that's fine. You don't have to do that. But for those who do enjoy it, that's a wonderful opportunity. Differing priorities. One is not right and the other wrong. It's just different. And in my own life, I've discovered that aging means I no longer have to put up with people I simply can't stand. You know, and I don't need to do that. I have put up with people I couldn't stand all my life. As a pastor, I always had people that just were so aggravating, but I needed to interact with them. I needed to be their pastor. I've had, you know, elders that were very cantankerous, and I needed to interact with them and be cordial with them. But, you know, now that I'm retired and I'm not the pastor of church, I don't have to put up with people I really can't stand. I don't like bullies in the church. And so I don't need to be someone who says, well, I have to deal with them. Now, I can love them as Christ called me to do. I just don't have to like them. And as I'm getting older, I've decided I don't need to like everybody, because there are some personality traits that I simply don't need to have around me anymore. I put up with them, and I've interacted with them, and I've loved them. I've attempted to like them for decades. But now in my senior years, I just don't feel like I have to like them and have them in my circles. I still love them. I still think they're wonderful children of God. But their personality and mine just conflict. And so I have decided there's some people I don't have to put up with anymore. Now, one of the things that I think is important for us to realize also is that the one source of intimacy that comes with being good friends is the intimacy experience in friendship with God. John 15 records Jesus' words, "You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." And this is goes on, "This is my command, love one another." And being able to do that, we experience in that activity of loving each other, we experience the love of God as well, the friendship of God, the intimacy with God that is so wonderful. And our soul is enriched because of what these other people do for us. When we love them, and as they love us back, it's just a tremendous blessing. And as senior ministers, we can have the privilege of deepening someone's walk with God as we love them, as they love us back. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing, the way God created us to have fellowship with Him while we have fellowship with one another. Because then we bring the holy, preserving, wonder-filled presence of God to the people we care about, to the people that we love. It is such a marvelous thing for us to be able to experience that holy, preserving, wonder-filled presence of our God as we love each other. Psalmist, as we've seen this particular text before, I found this and I thought, oh, I got to run this in here as well. "We will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord." And that's one of the places where we can have friendship. We have friendship with God as we talk about God, as we encourage the next generation to seek the Lord with all their heart. That is a place for us to find, as we're senior citizens, to find joy and grace. It doesn't have to be just our kids. It's a wonderful opportunity to be able to interact with young people of all sorts and to have them be be able to interact with us. Young people want to know older people. They want to know them in such a way that it's looked at as a friendship instead of as the elderly always telling them what to do sort of thing. And we, as those who have walked with God for some time, can bring grace and mercy and healing even into a young person's life so that they can grow more in the knowledge of God as they walk with Him. There was a study done among older folks that indicates guys actually have more friends when they're older than when they find themselves in the hustle and bustle of middle age. And I think that the reason for that is because guys, when they're working, when they're pursuing their careers, they just don't have that much time for friendship. Instead, they're raising their families. They're trying to find time for work, a little bit of recreation to keep themselves in better physical condition, so on and so on. It's all hustle, bustle. But as guys retire, they have more time just to be together, to be present with each other. And one thing you might ask yourself, I wonder what constitutes friendship among older guys. And as you minister to them, that will be a question that would be good for you to ponder. What is it that is actually friendship among these older guys? The book Buddy System, which is based on the author's research with more than 300 men and 100 women, found that across their lifespan, men's friendship tend to be shoulder-to-shoulder encounters, as men might watch a game together and catch up during the commercials, while women generally construct friendships around face-to-face encounters. And because women share more emotional content in person, these friendships require more maintenance. Demanding relations that aren't fulfilling can take a real hit as we age, where if we have to put in a lot of our emotional energy into this relationship, the likelihood of our not pursuing it and just kind of shying away from it begins to become much more real. Because we just can't do it anymore. We don't have enough strength. We don't have enough emotional wherewithal. And so one finds us doing things that are difficult to understand. Now, older adults, the seniors may be ministering to, are afraid of one thing more than anything else, and that's being left alone, of having no friends, of having no opportunity to get to know someone else. Just always the thought of ending up alone is very, very frightening. And as we get older, making new friends is difficult. We're less active. We can't hear as well. We experience depression, and so we don't want to hang around with other people. It's one of those things that is really challenging. And so the thing we fear becomes something that we actually are kind of building into our own experience. And so it's important for us to realize, as senior ministers, that we need to help people in this situation. We need to help them get out of where they are so that they can get to a better place. And so as a minister of seniors, you can help to overcome that feeling. You can be a friend yourself. Be a person who organizes some small group activities. Be the encourager a person needs. A recent study published in the Journal of Social and Personal Relations found that it takes roughly 50 hours for someone to move from a mere acquaintance to a casual friend. It takes 90 hours to go to simple friend status, and more than 200 hours before you can consider someone your close friend. And when we think about that, we discover that there's not that many people with whom we would have in our lives that we would consider a close friend. There's so few people that we would end up spending 200 hours with. We don't want to. We don't care to. As senior citizens, it's really a problem. And so I would encourage you also as senior ministers to do whatever you can to help people have opportunity to interact and to be able to have something more than a casual acquaintance or a casual friend. To go to a friend status, you know, a friend who cries when you leave. But fake friends leave when you cry is the meme that is on that illustration. And I think that's really so. They don't want to know about what's going on in your heart. They just would rather not. And so we need to keep working at helping people get at least to that friend status, and if possible, even to have a close friend. Some suggestions for seniors who are feeling lonely that you as a senior minister would probably be able to facilitate is to help them volunteer in the community or at a favorite charity. Maybe they can visit a senior citizen center and participate in the social groups and other scheduled activities there. Senior centers are an important part of living life to the full in many communities, and there are senior centers that are available all over the place. Join a group that's focused on a topic or activity you enjoy, such as card games or book club. It's a good way to interact with people around something that you enjoy yourself. Others can join a fitness center to stay physically fit and engage with others. We could participate in a neighborhood or a community group, play a group sport like bocce ball, go golfing, bowling, play croquet. So many things that are able to be done where we can get to know people a little better because we're spending a little more time with them. And that's what's so important. And so when we are serving as senior ministers, we need to be able to help people find those activities that work for them. So we're social creatures. God made us to be in community. And as a senior minister, you can do all those things as well along with the senior person. Be the one who holds their hands when they may be fearful. Be a person of faith who knows that God saw that it was not good for the man to be alone. Friends are an integral part of our experience of our humanity. And as a senior minister, do all you can to assist in making sure that the seniors that you care about have a friend or two. Take care. We'll catch you next time.